raised his hand to wave goodbye, saw the pain in mother's eyes, who left her little precious boy of four. In a citadel of ash and stone that preached a faith unlike his own, perhaps he just may yet survive this war. In the shadows stood a man in black. "My child," he said, "you must not look back." Yet one image lingered, the tears on her face, and mother's words from their last embrace. "Shema, Shema Yisroel, know that there is but one God above. When you feel pain, when you rejoice, know how he longs to hear your voice. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad." Deep within the iron gate, far from the stench of war and hate, he knew not of a world gone insane. "You must believe us," he was told, "our faith alone can save your soul. Please let us heal your wounds and ease your pain." He tried now to forget his past, his home, but he was so very young and all alone. While visions of a shtetl, once vivid and clear, began to fade and all but disappear. "Shema, Shema Yisroel, know that there is but one God above. When you feel pain, when you rejoice, know how he longs to hear your voice. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad." The winds of war had finally passed. One man took on the sacred task to bring the scattered Jewish children home. He traveled far from place to place, a quest to reignite the faith of those sent into hiding long ago. He entered the fortress gray and cold. "Your kind is not among us," he was told. "Hashem above," he whispered, "please don't let me fail." As he began to sing, "Shema Yisroel, Shema, Shema Yisroel, God above. When you feel pain, when you rejoice, know how he longs to hear your voice. Hashem Elokeinu, mejor.